This is a tasseled wobblegum. Though it sounds more like a British insult, it's a type of carpet shark that is found in the shallow coral reefs off northern Australia. As you can see, our little wobblegong is pretty happy. That's because he's in an environment that is clean, clear, and free of the potentially harmful effects of offshore drilling. At Chevron, we work every day with the Australian government and governments around the world to make sure our drilling operations don't upset the local marine life. Click any of the bubbles below to find out how we work harder than any other oil company to protect the environment. For most of us, life can be a busy blur, so it's easy to lose sight of the little things that make us happy. At Hershey, we're determined to help everyone open their eyes to the simple moments that have the potential to become amazing memories. Our founder, Milton Hershey, believed that everyone should have the choice to be happy and enjoy simple goodness. This inclusive attitude was the foundation for the Hershey Company, and even for his legendary nonprofit foundation. Hello and congratulations! You are now a Domino's Pizza trainee. In the next few weeks, you'll be learning how to make our delicious Domino's pizzas. This is the first of 5 interactive modules designed to teach you the fundamentals. This course focuses on hygiene, and will take about 20 minutes to complete. This is Ralph. Nice mullet, Ralph. In addition to his poor grooming choices, Ralph has another problem. You see, Ralph's wife, Linda, yes, that one there with the 7-inch heels, whose perfume you can smell in Kansas, put him in charge of making lunch for 30 friends and family at her 4th of July party. Ralph, being Ralph, chose the cheapest meat he could find to make sandwiches for the guests. They don't look too impressed. Ralph should have bought 1891 butcher quality meats from Hormel. With a wide selection of dried meats, hams, poultry, and beef, the partygoers would be happy and full. And Ralph would be sleeping in his own bed tonight, not on the couch next to Linda's labradoodle.